I think he is the best person to read his own work.
James Booth.
Because he reads it so naturally. As he said in, at the beginning of one of his workbooks, he wrote, "These poems are to be read on the page. However, if the occasion should arise that they are to be read out loud in company, I would prefer them to be read in a straightforward way, as though giving directions to someone in the street." Now, that is exactly right. He puts all the rhetoric, he puts all the performativeness into the actual structure of the words. It enacts itself. And so to put on a great tone, as Yeats did, or Tennyson did, he would have thought completely wrong.
The characteristic intonation, I think, is rise and fall, a sort of Eeyore-ish rise and fall. And that's, of course, exactly what the poems do at the level of meaning, too. What they do is to make an address to something and then qualify it or back off from it. I mean, that is actually the sound that he makes when he's reading these words.
An Arundel tomb. Side by side, their faces blurred, the Earl and Countess lie in stone, their proper habits vaguely shown as jointed armour, stiffened pleat, and that faint hint of the absurd, the little dogs under their feet.
You can hear from those opening lines to An Arundel Tomb how at ease Larkin must have felt in John Weeks's garage studio.